The Mandela Washington Fellows were very much excited when President Barack Obama was introduced by Mandela Washington Fellow Emmanuel Odama of Uganda. And almost immediately, they started to sing happy birthday to Mr. Obama, whose 55th birthday is today. President Obama said the Mandela Washington Fellowship was one of the highlights of his legacy. He said the fellows represented the true meaning of a cultural exchange.
And while I'm going to leave it up to historians to decide my overall legacy, one of the things that I'm really proud of is my partnership with young people like you, because all of you inspire me. So years from now, when you're running a big business or doing a great nonprofit, or leading your country as a president or a prime minister or a minister of finance or something, my hope is that you can look back and you will keep drawing from the strength and the experience that you've gotten here. I hope that you'll remember those of us who believed in your potential. And I hope, as a consequence, you then give back to the people who are coming up behind you.
Reacting to holding a town hall with Mr. Obama, Zimbabwean fellow Free Blessing Murawa, a community-based dentist, said the experience had changed his life.
You know, I never thought I would be sitting in the same room with the big man himself, so to speak. But it's just an inspiration to hear him talk about you know, leadership and, you know, how humble he is and how, you know, service-driven he is. You know, that had to serve the people.
Murawa said his experience will boost the work he does back home in rural Zimbabwe. Fellow Tinashe Basa, coordinator of an orphaned day home, Zim Kids Orphan Trust, said this fellowship represented a moment in his life he never expected.
I don't know what to say, and I got the president's handshake as well. I'm so excited. I couldn't believe my eyes that I'm actually seeing the president sitting in the same room. It's amazing.
Basa, who never completed his secondary school, said he will return to Zimbabwe to show children at Zim Kids that anything is possible in life.
Education is the key to success. It's very important. It's not about getting your degrees, but, you know, just getting education, just basic education can get you somewhere.
Nosipo Bebe from Victoria Falls, who is a woman activist, said it was Mr. Obama's statement on dreams that she will carry for the rest of her life.
And that statement says, if your dreams are not scary, then they are not big enough. That statement is going to stay with me for the rest of my life. People, if your dreams do not scare even you, the dreamer, then it means they're not big enough. Often we think inside the box, we're scared to go outside of the box and explore and see our full potential. Everybody was born with potential. It's up to you as a woman, as a man, as a mother, as a father, as a youth member, as a child, to cash from that cash box that you were given.
As the Mandela Washington Fellows return home today, three Zimbabweans, Free Blessing Murawa, Feri Gwata, and Nyasha Marakurwa, will remain in the United States for a six-week internship, while some other Zimbabweans, including Collins Nyamadzau, Nobukosi Ndlovu, and Kudzai Sakajera, were given grants from United States, USAID, and Citibank for projects in Zimbabwe. 60 Zimbabweans are expected to take part in the same program next year. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.